Welcome to Brighttown Broadcast News for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and we are building the infrastructure of human freedom. Thank you for your support. And today, you're going to probably be infuriated if you haven't already heard the news that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I'm not trying to infuriate you. I'm trying to simply bring you the most important news about what's happening in the world, but it is absolutely infuriating. So you're about to hear it. The interview today is with Amy Schaffert, who is the star. She and her daughter are the stars of the new Brighteon Films feature film called 17 Miles. And it's coming out May 9th. And we already had the premiere for the film. Bob Denny and Bob Sisson and all the stars had a premiere, like a red carpet rollout event, and it was really exciting. People love the heartfelt film. You can watch the trailer now at 17milesmovie.com. I make a cameo appearance in the film. Nothing impressive, don't get me wrong. But Anne Vandersteel plays herself in the film, and Michael Yon is in the film, as well as Sheriff Richard Mack. So anyway, I got to interview Amy Schaffert today, and it's a great interview, just very, well, heartfelt is the right word. It will give you some inspiration about, you know, in contrast to the dark times in which we find ourselves. So you want to stay tuned for that interview. I've also got some special reports that I've recorded, and I'm going to play for you in this broadcast one special report. The title is Congress Proves That When the Dollar Dies, Freedom is Reborn, because Congress is doing everything imaginable to abuse the fiat currency and to weaponize it against we the people. In fact, let's just segue into the main story today, which again will leave you probably infuriated. So the recent foreign aid package that was passed in the House with the help of Speaker Johnson, who is now widely considered to be a traitor to America, it turns out that this wasn't just $61 billion for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel to keep on bombing civilians and $8 billion for Taiwan and other countries in the Far East. It turns out there was also $3.5 billion in the bill that Eric Schmidt on Twitter has said will supercharge mass migration from the Middle East. And this has been making the rounds on Twitter, and it is absolutely shocking. It turns out that, well, you know how Michael Yon has been exposing the U.S. State Department funded invasion hubs in Panama, the various camps down there like Lajas Blancas and San Vicente. And, you know, we filmed, I mean, we had Michael Yon on as a guest as he was broadcasting live, and we filmed an interview with him in our studio showing you those camps, just walking around the camps, which you can't do anymore, probably because we did it. And now there's more of a lockdown there. But anyway, those camps in Panama are invasion camps, okay? They're invasion staging areas. They're funded by the U.S. State Department. It's a treasonous conspiracy by Antony Blinken and other State Department officials to invade and overrun the United States of America. This is a straight-up act of war, an act of wartime treason against America. Well, now thanks to Congress, and remember, almost all the Democrats voted for it, and most of the GOP voted for it, except 21 members of the GOP who did not, but everybody else did. This will now set up invasion camps in Turkey and Qatar to facilitate the mass migration of refugees from the Middle East to resettle them across American cities. And that comes from Ian Miles Chong on Twitter, by the way. He's the one that brought this to my attention. USCIS to open international field offices in Qatar and Turkey. This is the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And this is all part of the grant money, the $3.5 billion in grant money. And they're saying that opening these field offices establishes a USCIS presence and expertise in critical locations in the Middle East.
as part of our commitment to the Biden-Harris administration efforts to facilitate safe, lawful, and orderly migration and family reunification. What they mean is they're going to import people in the Middle East, the same people that they've angered by the U.S. supporting Israel's bombing of Palestinians in Gaza. I mean, think about this. There's going to be a staging camp in Turkey where the population is 98% Muslim, roughly. It might be 97%, but it's very close to 100%. Almost all the Muslims in Turkey despise America. Not all, but most of them. And so, I mean, think about how insane this is, that not only does the Biden administration run around pissing off all the Muslims across the Middle East in every country, in Qatar and in Jordan and in Egypt and Turkey and, of course, Iran and Syria and everywhere else. Then the U.S. Congress, while not spending a dime on U.S. border protection, spends tens of billions of dollars to protect the borders of other countries like Israel and Ukraine, supplying more weapons and more bombs to Israel to bomb more civilians in Gaza, pissing off more Muslims who the State Department is now saying, hey, come to America so that you can just occupy America's cities. And what do you think some portion of those people are going to do? Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that all Muslims are terrorists or anything of the kind. Most Muslims, like most of everybody, are peaceful people. Most of these people probably do just want to come to America and, you know, raise kids and have families and worship at their mosques in peace, and they don't have any ill intention. And that's, again, that's true for most people of every religion all over the world. But there's going to be some small minority of people who will say, wow, the U.S. now has a, they're inviting us to come in and occupy American cities. And some of these people who want to do damage to America, who want to destroy America, who would chant death to America, they're going to say, where do I sign up? And the answer is you sign up at the USCIS field offices in Qatar and Turkey, because Congress just voted for that. Just voted to fund that, because that's how treasonous the United States Congress is. I mean, wow. So in addition to the $3.5 billion granted to the Department of State, which is, of course, funding the invasion of America, I mean, they're working with the United Nations to invade this country. They've also got another $481 million to settle migrants in U.S. cities. So it's all kinds of free money for the migrants to come in and replace you. That's what this is. This is a replacement program. Seems like it's endless money for them and billions for the field offices now to build up the invasion camps, but nothing for Americans, nothing for the border, nothing for American veterans, nothing in terms of infrastructure for America, nothing for America, except you're supposed to just sit there and allow your country to be completely overrun. And the way they're doing it is through mass money printing. They're printing fiat currency and using it to fund the invasion of America. And this was all approved by nearly every member of the United States House, and it will be approved in the Senate. You are, quote, represented by a criminal cabal of traitors. I can't really express to you just how deeply you have lost your nation. The people in charge are knowingly and actively attempting to exterminate the American people and destroy the nation of America through, you know, 1,000 cuts and numerous assaults. Here's another assault, by the way. This is just as devastating. And again, this will be infuriating if you haven't heard this news. So the G7 nations, this is being reported by AFP news agencies and Reuters, G7 nations, of which, of course, the United States is one of the seven, but it's also the UK, it's Germany, it's France, it's Italy, Canada, and Japan. They have all agreed to shut down all their coal-fired power plants
by 2035 is the target date, but they're saying the mid-2030s. So within roughly a decade, they're going to shut down all coal-fired power plants, okay? This was agreed at the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP28, that was held in Dubai. And now apparently this agreement has been finalized. And they're saying that they have to shut down these coal-fired power plants to limit the rise of global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius. And of course, it's all rooted in fraud because there's actually no relationship between CO2 emissions and rising temperatures. I mean, no causal relationship. It's actually an incidental relationship that the climate cultists misrepresent on purpose, and they fudge their data to try to fit their, you know, climate lunatic conspiracy. So Germany is also going to shut down all its coal plants by 2038 is what it's saying. Not necessarily 2035, but 2038. And Japan hasn't yet set the date. So if you think about these G7 nations, these represent essentially Western civilization. Think about it. The US, Germany, Britain, France, Canada, and Japan. They're the big Western nations. They're all committing energy suicide. They're going to obliterate the availability of energy or affordable energy on their power grids, which will destroy their domestic industries. Well, Germany has already destroyed its domestic industry. And it will lead to unaffordable food, food inflation as a result, food scarcity, and mass famine, followed by civil unrest and collapse. But I'm guessing things will collapse before we even get to 2035, by the way. But just in case we make it there, these nations have decided to commit energy suicide. So think about just the two stories we've covered so far. Story number one, $3.5 billion to be spent and approved by Congress to attract more migrants to be distributed across U.S. cities from the Middle East, where America is pissing off everybody that lives there. And then secondly, going to completely obliterate coal-fired power plants, shut down the energy grid, and leave America starving and destitute. Oh, and plus Canada and all these other G7 countries as well. So this is double suicide so far. Double suicide. And by the way, the Italian energy minister, who is the chair of the G7 meeting, this is according to Reuters, said that the ministers were also discussing potential restrictions to Russian imports of liquefied natural gas to Europe. So it's not enough that they blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, which of course cut off affordable Russian gas from all of Western Europe. Now they're going to actually outlaw gas from Russia, which again, it's like Russia must be saying, Russia's got to be laughing at this. Well, hey, if you Europeans want to commit energy suicide, go for it. But it's suicide. Why would you cut off your energy imports from any country? From Russia or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or anywhere else? Why would you cut them off when you're trying to run your domestic industry all across Western Europe? And where we've had countries like in the UK, some military leaders have said, you know, we have to double down and triple down on military spending. We're going to have to build more tanks and weapons. Not that anything that the British build actually works anymore, of course, because it doesn't, because there's like 197 layers of bureaucratic paperwork and stamps required for every spare part that goes on a tank, for example. They can't get through the bureaucracy. Like the Queen herself has to sign off on everything and she's dead. And so nothing gets built anymore, right? But they say that they need to spend more money to build more military equipment. With what energy? I mean, you shut down the natural gas fields in Europe. In the Netherlands, I think, is one of the biggest fields. You've shut them down. And now you're going to shut off all energy from Russia, you know, to hurt Russia. And you're going to ban coal-fired power plants. What do you have left? What are you going to do? Is it going to be the Flintstones? Wilma, you know, paddling your little foot-powered car across Europe in the middle of the winter. You know, riding a stone wheel around. What is this? How are Europeans going to function? And the answer is they're not. It's a suicide cult. It's a continent-wide suicide cult, or most of the continent, Western Europe. It's unbelievable. And then get this, back home in America, there's a story out of RT that covers this. U.S. Congress threatens the ICC, that's the International Criminal Court, over Israel arrest warrants. So you know how I reported yesterday that the ICC was considering issuing arrest warrants for Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials, of course, because they are committing crimes against humanity. They are carrying out genocide. There's extensive evidence of this. And by the way, there are people on the ground, I think they're with the ICC right now, that are conducting interviews of former hospital personnel in Gaza, and they are documenting the genocide right now. This is going to go back to the ICC, and the ICC, unless they are stopped, is going to issue arrest warrants for Netanyahu. And of course, the U.S. Congress, which is a bunch of thugs, a criminal cabal, is saying to the ICC, well, how dare you do that? We will retaliate against you. I mean, this is just straight up mafia thuggish behavior from Congress. One of those is Representative Brad Sherman out of California. He says that if the ICC issues an arrest warrant for Netanyahu, then the ICC becomes a kangaroo court. And Joe Biden must condemn this. Yeah, right. And I know Congress will ensure consequences for such an absurd decision. So this guy's a straight up Zionist, genocidal, you know, complicit zealot. He's all in, you know, Congressman Sherman here, all in for mass genocide, mass killing. And he thinks it's absurd that the people responsible for genocide could be subject to arrest for their crimes against humanity. You know, again, and no doubt this guy, Brad Sherman, voted for $26 billion for Israel and $61 billion for Ukraine and so on. And the billions to import people from the Middle East to come in and, you know, conquer U.S. cities and so on. Because, of course, he's a traitor, just like most of the members of the House are also active traitors against America. Okay, this guy has been in Congress for 14 terms, okay? 14 terms in Congress. That's almost three decades. This is the case for term limits right here. This is why after America collapses and whatever we rebuild, we have to have built-in term limits. It has to be written permanently, etched in stone. I'm just saying there needs to be some kind of enforced term limits to make sure that nobody tries to become a professional member of the House or the Senate, because that's how you end up with, you know, Lindsey Graham or Nancy Pelosi or this joker here, Brad Sherman. This is how you end up with these people. Professional, lifelong crooks who claim to represent you, but they don't. They sell you out at every opportunity. And by the way, Representative Stefanik out of New York, I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce the name there, is equating the ICC now with Hamas, saying, oh, the ICC is propping up Hamas by attempting to punish the only democracy in the Middle East for defending itself against barbaric terrorism. Oh, please, give me a break. Such a liar. Israel is not defending itself. Israel is committing genocide. Israel is committing mass murder. And of course, the U.S. Congress is now attacking the ICC because, you know, they don't want anybody to be held responsible for the genocide. They don't want, well, I mean, you know how the West always talks about the rules-based order, except they say the rules don't apply to us. And that's what this is, saying, well, you know, the ICJ and the ICC, yeah, they may have value in other situations, but not if they say that we're doing anything wrong, then, you know, we have to sabotage them. So there is a huge effort underway right now. I mean, a full court press, no doubt,
to threaten the members of the ICC, probably to threaten them with assassination. I would imagine Mossad is in on this. I would imagine the CIA is in on this. And I would guess that the family members of the ICC court justices, the decision makers, their family members have all been photographed. And then there's probably somebody that sends a message to the judges, say, we know where your grandchild goes to school. Sure wouldn't want anything bad to happen to her. You know, that kind of threat. That's probably what's happening to the ICC court members right now, because Israel is a bunch of, well, the leadership are all murderers, and U.S. leadership are complicit in the murder. And that includes Mike Johnson, the speaker. It includes almost everybody in Congress. They're all complicit. And frankly, to be honest, the ICC should issue arrest warrants for half the U.S. Congress and probably most of the Biden administration and the U.S. State Department as well. If anybody's guilty of mass genocide, just repeated genocide, country after country after country, it's the U.S. empire. There should be arrest warrants issued even, you know, going back. They should arrest the zombie corpse of John McCain, you know, issue arrest warrants for Hillary Clinton for what she did in the State Department, issue arrest warrants for Madeleine Albright, you know, just go back through history and look at every time the U.S. just murdered 500,000 civilians, like in Iraq, for example. And guess what? Crimes against humanity. George Bush, you know, I mean, Dick Cheney, the whole crew, they're all guilty of crimes against humanity. But the people operating today are just as guilty. And this is proof. Again, the stories I've covered here today, just three stories now, really, they all prove to you that you don't have a government anymore. You don't have a legitimate government. You don't have representatives in Washington. You have a criminal cabal of treasonous actors who are using bombs and military force to slaughter innocent people. And then they weaponize the DOJ and the FBI against the American people to criminalize and lock up those that they want to silence, like they're trying to do to Trump right now, because Trump is polling so well that if the election were held today, Trump would win. And by the way, even Trump's getting fed up with Israel. And in a recent conversation, an interview, Trump refused to rule out halting all funding to Israel. Now, I know Trump is also a Zionist, but he thinks Israel's gone too far, which is really saying something because, you know, he's been doing Israel's bidding for a long time. So even Trump is now saying, whoa, this is out of control. Maybe we need to stop funding this genocide. Now, there's one more story I want to bring you that is also completely infuriating, but it's got nothing to do with the Middle East or Europe or government per se. And this story was originally covered by Bloomberg, and then Zero Hedge covered it, and it's been tweeted about quite a lot. And it's about a group called Apollo Global Management, Inc. And according to Bloomberg News, Apollo has now been sued and is accused of an illegal human life wagering scheme. Now, I want to be clear that this is simply, these are allegations. This is what's outlined in the lawsuit. I'm sure that Apollo probably says no, that there's no merit to this lawsuit. I guess we'll wait and see. But according to the lawsuit, there was a massive life insurance scheme involving a $20 billion portfolio set up by a bunch of shell companies really controlled by Apollo Global Management. At the same time that Apollo ran hospitals and retirement centers and other healthcare facilities where a lot of old people were dying. We're talking about hospitals, nursing, and hospice facilities run by Apollo. And then they would take out life insurance policies on the very patients that were dying in their facilities. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I can't technically say that then they were accelerating the deaths of these people in order to cash out on the life insurance. We don't know that, but that appears to be one of the implied claims of the lawsuit, at least as I understand it at the moment. Again, this is simply an allegation. Apollo deserves the right to defend itself in the court of law. But based on this lawsuit, What's being alleged, again, to repeat, is that the same group that ran the nursing centers and the hospice facilities and the hospitals also set up a bunch of shell trusts that then purchased life insurance policies on these very same elderly people who died in their facilities. So they not only made money on the medical care, billing Medicare or Medicaid or health insurance companies or hospice care, or whatever, then they cashed out when the person died. If true, this would be one of the most grotesque violations of not just medical ethics, but insurance regulations. I'm sure that if this is proven to be true, we're talking about violations of numerous federal crimes. I don't know what they are, but this is absolutely illegal in terms of being an insurance operator. You cannot have these kinds of conflicts of interest where your company is taking out insurance policies on the very people for whom you are responsible for their primary life care, because the conflict of interest is rather obvious. So not only did we just come out of the COVID era when hospitals, remember, were incentivized with rewards of up to $500,000 per patient that they could kill and claim that those people had COVID. Okay, we've covered that extensively. Not only did that happen, but now if this lawsuit, if these allegations are true, then we have a healthcare giant that has been running a kind of a death cash out scheme on the very same people that are dying in their facilities. I mean, this is absolutely sickening. And the full story is at Bloomberg News, by the way, if you want to check it out there. We're going to be covering it in the coming days on naturalnews.com. But it just, this is the kind of story that just makes you lose faith in humanity. You know, it's like, what the hell? How could this even be happening in our world? And the answer is, we've had a collapse of morals in our society. Ethics has collapsed. And our children are not taught ethics anymore. They're just taught how to be transgenders now. And they're taught victimization and LGBT indoctrination. But they're not taught anything that would generate, you know, a generation of honest people. That's gone. And that explains a lot of what's happening in Congress, too. They don't give a crap about the American people. They're in it for themselves. They're getting kickbacks paid by Israel. So, of course, they're going to do everything for Israel because that's where the money's coming from. And it's a giant criminal money laundering racket, of course, because, you know, these members of Congress are getting paid by Israel to vote for more funds for Israel. And then Israel takes a portion of that, bribes those same members of Congress, keep voting for more money for Israel. I mean, what a racket. And then the Treasury just talks to the Fed, says, print more money, you know, another $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there. Sooner or later, it, you know, it's real money. $1 trillion a month is what's rapidly approaching, folks, just like I predicted. $1 trillion a month in new money printing, followed by $1 trillion a week, followed by the collapse of the dollar. So, in fact, let's go to that special report right now that I recorded earlier. The title is Congress Proves That When the Dollar Dies, Freedom Is Reborn, because the dollar has been weaponized against us all. And now, look, the collapse is inevitable, and the death of the dollar is actually, in the long run, going to be a very positive thing for humanity, because the dollar is now an instrument of incredible evil, death, suffering, oppression, tyranny, because they can just keep printing more dollars. So it's become a source of incredible evil. It is empowering the forces of evil that run our government and run our world. When the dollar dies, we should all celebrate. Not that life is going to be easy. There will be a lot of people suffering, but anybody who gets out of the way ahead of time and gets out of the dollar and gets into things that will hold value will be fine, by the way. They'll be okay. You'll be okay. The day the dollar dies is a day that human freedom is reborn. So check out that special report. Here we go. Pretty hilarious to see members of Congress who were waving the Ukrainian flag complaining that students in America are supporting Palestine. did you see yourself waving the Ukrainian flag? Did you see yourself voting for billions of dollars for other countries, but nothing for America, nothing to protect America's borders? And then you wonder why there are so many foreigners, let's say, in America, because you left the border wide open. In fact, the Babylon Bee had a recent pretty hilarious headline that said the United States Congress votes to fund all countries that are not named the United States of America. So the same nitwits who are waving the Ukrainian flags in Congress are standing around saying, how dare these students not love America? They don't love America. They're terrorists. They might be terrorists. Again, have you looked at yourself lately? You wouldn't wave the American flag in Congress. Do you realize that? That there's probably not, well, there might be a few, but most members of Congress would never wave the American flag on the floor of the House or the Senate. You know why? Because, well, that would be triggering. Oh, that would be racist. That would be, you know, white supremacist. Can't do that. But let's wave all the other countries' flags. Let's wave the Zionist flag. One member of Congress, I think he's a Florida congressman, showed up wearing his IDF military uniform. Can you believe that? His IDF military uniform. It's like, wait a minute, who do you represent? Oh, we know you represent Zionism. Yeah, you don't represent your constituents. You represent Zionism. We get it. Okay. Funny how quickly all these members of Congress are so happy to support every other country and every other border in the world, but nothing for the American people. And then they complain that America is being overrun. It's like, hey, why don't you fund the border protection? Oh, yeah, because you have to keep human trafficking wide open, you know, so you can sell children to your donors, you know, raise campaign finance money. Yeah, nothing like selling the same, you know, 9-year-old girl over and over again to raise campaign finance money for your Democrat candidacy, is there? Yeah, amazing. Yeah, you can sell those little children over and over again. They're just like little revenue generators, like biological ATMs for your campaign. That's how sick you are, you twisted fucks. That's who the Democrats are. And sadly, a lot of neocon Republicans aren't much better. You know, they're also like, oh, we got to keep the border wide open for the drug trade. Got to keep the drug trade going because the drug cartels give kickbacks to all the top officials in California so that law enforcement will leave them alone. You know how that works, right? I mean, come on. The DEA, they're all bought off. I mean, Jeffrey Prather talked about this in numerous interviews. He worked with them. He knows exactly what's going on. He's like, certain groups, they were protected because they had paid off the officials. And then other groups, you were fair game to go after them, you know, to show that you're doing something, you know, so you could have some drug interdiction. But the border's got to be kept wide open for human trafficking and drug trafficking and weapons trafficking. Oh, why do they need weapons trafficking? Because they need more gun violence in America. You know, Operation Fast and Furious is really, in a way, still going on. Yeah, Eric Holder. Remember during the Obama administration? They were like, hey, let's secretly allow high-powered rifles to be purchased by Mexican drug cartels so that they will come back across the border to America and be used in violent crime, and then we can claim that we need to crack down on the Second Amendment. That was their plan. Well, that plan is, in effect, still happening. They have the border wide open for drugs, child trafficking, and gun trafficking, weapons trafficking. And it serves the interests of the political class, the ruling class. They need all three wide open. That's why they won't fund a dime for border protection of America. You know, they'll gladly say, well, gosh, Ukraine, we have to protect Ukraine's borders. Billions of dollars for Ukraine, and Joe Biden is about to sign $1 trillion for Ukraine. That's going to be about $100 billion a year, roughly, for the next 10 years. Oh, we have to protect Israel's borders. You know, can't let Palestinians cross Israel's borders. We need billions for Israel, too. Now, what about America's borders? Oh, no, nothing for America's borders. Leave that wide open while we wave Ukrainian flags on the floor of the House. Yeah, because we're your representatives. What do we represent? Everything but you. Do you realize that if Washington, D.C. stopped functioning, I mean, if the entire U.S. federal government stopped functioning, it would be a blessing to this country?
because there's nothing that the federal government carries out that is good for the people of America. I can't think of a single thing. They don't defend our country. They don't defend our borders. They hardly deliver the mail. They don't do much of anything useful for our society. They weaponize everything against us. They spy on us. They surveil us. They violate our First Amendment rights. They collude with big tech to censor and deplatform the voices they don't like. They also collude with powerful corporations to spy on us, like Bank of America, which is spying on the transactions of conservatives and anybody that bought a plane ticket to go to the Capitol on January 6th. You know, all that data was turned over to the federal government to prosecute people. Everything is weaponized against you. If the federal government vanished tomorrow, like, I don't know, if the CERN scientists suddenly achieved success and created a black hole vortex that went through planet Earth and then opened up a giant hole in the ground, like a fourth dimensional vortex of sucking, which is, actually that's what DC is right now, even without the experiment. But if it opened up a giant sucking vortex and sucked all of Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas into a giant black hole and then caused them to appear in an alternate universe where their bodies were ripped to shreds by 10,000 times higher gravity, let's say, then America would be better off. America would be more free, would be more prosperous. And then we could get down to the business of securing our borders. And then we could end the punitive taxation and all the money printing at the same time. Can you imagine how awesome life would be if you could keep the money you earn and the money you kept wasn't losing value? Imagine that. That would be an incredible world. And the reason that's not happening is because the existence of the United States federal government and all the treasonous crooks and traitors in D.C., the district of criminals, who run the House and the Senate and wave foreign flags on the floor of the House. They function as terrorists against the American people. Every single day, in everything they do, they function as deliberate terrorists. They wake up and ask themselves, how can we hurt people in America today? What can we do? What's the number one most effective thing that we can do that would harm the most Americans and shut down the most businesses and cause the greatest depopulation of the American people? That's what they do. That's how they operate every day. So if you're wondering why everything's going to hell across the country, that's why. Because the people in charge, for the most part, they hate America. Now, again, there are always exceptions. I'm especially impressed with Representative Thomas Massie. I'm always impressed with Senator Rand Paul. There are 21 members of the House, all conservatives, who voted against all the handouts, Representative Biggs and Marjorie Taylor Greene and you know, a bunch of others. Some of the names you won't recognize, probably. There are still some pro-liberty holdouts, but they are the minority. By far, the vast majority of our so-called representatives in Washington, D.C., they do absolutely nothing to aid the American people. They spend their days and their time plotting against us. That's just a straight-up fact of who they are and what they do. Well, it's our job to survive all this, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to do so. But here's the good news. There will be a default on the U.S. dollar debt at some point. Yes, that's good news. Now, in the short term, it'll be bad news. It'll be very chaotic. There will be a financial collapse. There'll be a lot of people lose their life savings. And a lot of people will be homeless and, you know, it'll be an economic devastation. I'm not trying to make light of that. It will be devastating in the short term. In the long term, it will be incredibly freeing to the people of America. In the long run, we cannot be free until the dollar collapses. Understand that? Because the dollar has been weaponized against us with all the dishonest counterfeit money printing and then the use of that money against us, like handing it out to Israel or handing it out to the CDC to push pro-vaccine propaganda and to pay for placement of that propaganda in movies and TV shows and things like that. So when the dollar dies, freedom is reborn. That's just a straight up truth. So what you need to do, in my opinion, is to be prepared for this collapse to happen. It will happen, and it's not that far off. And the way to survive it financially is to not be left holding dollars when the dollars collapse. You know, when that giant sucking sound vortex to an alternate dimension opens up under DC, which is kind of what it would be like when the U.S. Treasury announces it's defaulting on its debt repayment. Can you imagine? When that happens, anybody left holding the dollar will be wiped out, utterly destroyed. So I'm not going to go through the list here again, but think about all the things that I've recommended you look into over the years, things that will hold value: gold and silver, certain forms of crypto, land, ammo, you know, all these kinds of things. Not the dollar, not the euro, not the yen, not the stock market, not bonds, not treasuries, none of that stuff. The financial instruments will be wiped out. The only thing that's going to be left are things that are real, things that can't be counterfeited. So things that are real are gold and silver and land and so on. Things that can't be counterfeited includes crypto, Bitcoin, and things that you have custody over. That includes crypto, that includes gold, that includes ammo, land, and so on. So think about that. What qualifies? Even food supplies, medical supplies, diesel fuel. Be ready for the collapse because it's not that far off. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but there will be a trigger event. And then it'll be a cascading, catastrophic collapse of dominoes from that point forward. Be ready for it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Check out our AI engine at Brighteon.ai and our decentralized blockchain-powered free speech platform, Brighteon.io, which cannot be censored. It is uncensorable and unconfiscatable because it doesn't run on central servers anywhere. It's all peer-to-peer. Check it out, Brighteon.io, and thank you for listening. Okay, now we're going to jump into the interview with Amy Schaffert here shortly. Remember that the new film from Brighteon Films, 17milesmovie.com, is the website. And the film is called 17 Miles, and it's pretty cool. We're going to play a preview for you, the trailer, in this upcoming interview. And a reminder that I've got a lot of other great interviews that I've already filmed. We're going to bring you coming soon, and I've got some really great guests coming up this week as well. So lots of great interviews headed your way. And I want to thank you for your support. HealthRangerStore.com is how you can support us. Let me remind you of two free tools that we have. Brighteon.io. Go there right now. Sign up now. You'll thank yourself for doing it because this is the uncensorable, decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-powered free speech platform. It's built on Bastion technology, and it's called Brighteon.io. It can't be taken offline. It's immune to the internet kill switch because when you run the app for it, you can go to the app download page, download the app. It doesn't even use domain names. So it's peer-to-peer IP addresses only. Totally immune to the internet kill switch. Totally immune to domain names being taken down. So this is our emergency comms backup system, Brighteon.io. It's critical that you sign up there now and start following my channel there called Health Ranger. And also know that you cannot be censored. No one can. And the platform can't be taken offline because there are no servers hosting it. It's hosted by peers and nodes that are all distributed all over the world. Almost a million peers and hundreds of nodes all over the place in many different countries. I don't control them. I don't own them. I just use the platform, and you cannot be censored there. So if you're thinking like, where can we go that we're not going to be censored? It's called Brighteon.io. It's available right now. It's free of charge. The other tool we have that's free is Brighteon.ai, which is our artificial intelligence language model. And I'm happy to report that we're making a ton of progress on the data pipeline processing for training new upcoming models. We'll have some new releases in the month of May, maybe just in the next 2 weeks. And these releases are getting very good. Scores are improving. They're being trained on a lot more knowledge. We have many more books that are completed in the pipeline. And that's a big deal because processing these books into the proper data sets is massive. I mean, just like one book. Our data pipeline ends up creating about 60 megabytes of text data off of one book that then goes into the training of the language model. And that's text. That's not like a PDF format. 60 megabytes of text from one book that goes into the model. Yeah, it's quite remarkable. So you'll want to download those language models. They're free to use. They're non-commercial. There's no advertising, and they work locally. They don't require an internet connection to function. So you will want to download those models as soon as they're available so you can have them locally in case the internet kill switch is activated. As long as you have a computer and electricity locally, you can run these models. It's brighteon.ai, Mac, Windows, and Linux. So those are some free tools that you can explore. Now, in terms of non-free tools, check out phone123.com for the new privacy-based connect-to-mobile service and application suite, which is really outstanding. I'll be talking about that more later. And you can apply that to any phone you already own. So if you have a de-Googled phone, for example, from abovephone.com, which is one of our sponsors, then you can apply this on top of your de-Googled phone, and you can add amazing privacy, carrier privacy, application privacy, VPN privacy, call privacy, like point-to-point encrypted from one end to the other. It doesn't go through any servers that keep log files or even in plain data. It's all encrypted, point-to-point, end-to-end through connect-to-mobile. So check that out at phone123.com. Or if you're looking for a satellite phone, that's at sat123.com. So these are all tools that can help you protect your privacy, stay informed, have knowledge at your fingertips, and to be able to function even when the internet goes down or the power grid goes down or cell towers go down or you're living under martial law or whatever crazy, insane thing happens. And you can probably tell it's getting crazy. And you can tell since even our own government is at war with America and at war with the American people, it's going to get crazier. Have no illusions. It's going to get crazier. Now, let's wrap this up with a little bit of good news. Powerful story of human courage, of connection with God, a faith-based film. That's 17 Miles. It was written and produced by Bob Denny, who is the key person behind Brighteon.tv. This film will be launched on May 9th. You'll be able to purchase it on Brighteon.com, and I'll give you the channels and everything so you can easily find it. It's not expensive. The entire budget of the film was only $58,000, which seems incredible. But Bob Denny made a full feature film, powerful film, with just $58,000. So if you help support us and purchase that film, then we'll have a bigger budget for the next film. And Bob Denny wants to make another film with another powerful pro-America, pro-humanity, pro-Christian message. So you're about to see an interview with Amy Schaffert. She and her daughter are the stars of this film. And this is history in the making. It's not a fancy film, okay? It's not a big budget film, doesn't have a bunch of special effects, it doesn't have Brad Pitt in it, whatever. It's got real people, it's got a real story, and it's tied to the issues of our time: human trafficking, open borders, border security. Ann Vandersteel's in the movie. Michael Yon is in the movie. Sheriff Richard Mack is in the movie. This is a movie that you'll want to see and that you'll want to help support. And that will help us make more movies like this in just the coming months. So check out this interview with Amy Schaffert and get ready for the official launch of 17 Miles on May 9th. Here we go. Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And I'm very thrilled to be able to announce the first feature film that's been produced by Brighteon Films with Bob Denny as the writer and director. And we have the star of that film with us, joining us today, Amy Schaffert, who has the website called InTheFieldWithAmy.com. And the movie is called 17 Miles, and it's at this website, 17milesmovie.com. We'll play the trailer sometime later during this interview. But welcome, Amy. Great to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and I got to meet you and your daughter, right? I mean,
yes.
So you and your daughter star in the film. Is that correct?
Yes. I think that my daughter even had more lines than me. Yeah.
Did she? Well, she's just a delight, and it was wonderful to get to meet you. I did a little cameo appearance. You filmed for several weeks in Texas, right?
We did. We were in Texas for about 2.5 weeks, and then we returned to Tennessee and did some filming there as well. But it was an incredible experience. Bob Denny, for anybody that knows him, is a very patient and balanced man, just a good man. And he was just a joy to work with. We had so much fun.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, I love working with Bob Denny. And tell us about the film. It's called 17 Miles. What's a synopsis of the film?
So the film is a dramatic reenactment of what people go through as they're going over the border, because we are fed a narrative that says that we need to have the border open, it's humanitarian, and really the reality of the situation is that the people that are coming over the border are being taken advantage of right, left, and center by the cartel and NGOs, and it's really not humanitarian at all. And so I know that Bob wanted to shine a light on the realities of the things that are actually going on down there. So myself and my daughter in the movie are taken advantage of by the cartel. The other family is as well. And so it's just shedding a light on what the American public really largely is not allowed to see.
Now, in the film, then your daughter is well, threatened or taken by traffickers. And I believe part of your character's role in the film is to save your daughter and get back to America. Is that right?
That is correct. And we had some amazing co-stars, Michael Yon and Anne Vandersteel, helped to retrieve my daughter, as well as Sheriff Mack. So it was really a stellar cast of people that actually are true patriots and do care about what is going on with our country and the people that are suffering at the border. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I also want people to understand that this is a film of passion, of love for humanity. It's not a high budget film. In fact, Bob was telling me the total budget for the film was $58,000, which is just unbelievably small. And mostly that was just, you know, hotel rooms and travel expenses and what have you. And I know that you and the other stars probably weren't, you know, heavily compensated. You're doing this because you believe in the message and the mission. So why did you take on this role?
Oh, that is a loaded question. well, let's see. Well, for the reasons that I stated before, and to shine a light on what actually is going on down there. And then I think really what I try to impress upon my children is that the culture that we live in is anti-human. And so I don't know how far you go down the rabbit hole with things like Nephilim and, you know.
We go all the way down the rabbit hole, Amy. We have not yet found the bottom of that rabbit hole. So go for it.
So when I wake up in the morning, I am not confused about, you know, well, why are these people coming against us and why are they trying to kill us? And I know that the reason why is because they hate us and they hate the image of God. And so I choose to do whatever it is that I believe that God is putting before me on that day to fight for his creation and the world that he would want us to have, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And so I felt like this opportunity was, I needed to take it so that I could, I felt like the Lord was calling me to do it. So, yeah.
Well, that's the best reason to do it right there. To my producers, show my screen. These are some of the photos from the making of the film. There's Bob Denny right there. And we have some of the key photographers and actors and actresses. And just an amazing experience. The film will be out shortly at 17milesmovie.com. You'll be able to purchase the film through Brighteon.com and help support this effort. And Bob Denny told me that, you know, he hopes that we can raise enough money from selling this, you know, access to this movie to be able to fund the next movie. Maybe, you know, maybe $100,000 budget for the next movie, and keep it going. Keep making more and more faith-based, pro-humanity films. Because, you know, in fact, I want to ask you, Amy, about Hollywood. Hollywood is a cesspool of filth and demonic, you know, anti-human messaging, especially targeting children. What's your take on what Hollywood has become versus what you and the filmmakers did with this film?
Well, first of all, I think that people are starving for content that is not, shall we say, woke or anti-human. I think that they want their children to have access to things that are true. And we've seen that kind of with the fall of Disney's, you know, stocks and people unsubscribing from Netflix. And I know that we recently subscribed to Angel Studios, and we're very excited to subscribe to, you know, whatever bright films come out, because people are starving for that right now, because it's gone so dark so fast. And then now a lot of these things are kind of coming out, like with P. Diddy's arrest. And so there's, whereas before it was just kind of whispers down the lane that inappropriate things were happening, now it's becoming much more concrete to people who are in mainstream, and they're not able to deny anymore that these things are really a problem. And the average American, I think, really just wants to come home, enjoy their family, and live a good life. And it is becoming increasingly unattainable in America and in the world. Yeah. I was watching a video this morning on Twitter where a lady in Spain was attacked by a migrant and choked, and he stole the money. And we have, you know, a huge, like, we have societies that are high trust societies, and the people that are coming through often are coming from places that, you know, they really had to kill and steal to survive, and we're just easy targets.
So. Yeah, exactly. I'm really glad you brought that up. And wasn't it interesting that when you and I filmed my little cameo appearance at a Texas gas station, actually not far from this studio, it turns out, but it was supposed to be Mexico, and it looked Mexican because there was like this taco stand in the parking lot of the gas station. And remember that couple, that South American couple, well, I don't know if they were a couple, but it was a man and a woman. They came up and were talking to us, and the man didn't even speak English. So, you know, we were conversing in Espanol a little bit there, and they were really interested in what movie we were making. Remember that?
I do remember that.
And then when it was explained that this was a pro-Christian, pro-humanity movie, the woman said she was going to watch it, and she wrote down the names, like, she wants to watch it too. So my point is that even many Central and South American people, Hispanic people, agree with our message.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I think, citing the numbers this morning, it might've been Louder with Crowder who was saying, can you tell that I watch a lot of media? Anyway, I think he was saying that 30% poll for Trump was up on African-American men. And I think it was even higher on Hispanic men. I mean, it might have been 45%. And I don't know where they're getting these numbers from, but it's evident that people have just had enough. And I don't know what tipped the scale. I don't know if it was the economy or them seeing the agendas that their children were coming home saying, oh, I'm a girl, or where did you learn that? Oh, I learned it in sex ed in first grade. Who knows what exactly tipped the scale for these people? But I know that any Hispanic or most Hispanics are very Catholic and very pro-family, especially the ones that live in America.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I lived in South America for a couple of years, and that's what I found. They were very much pro-family. They teach children real skills and real values. And mm-hmm. Although there is human trafficking, there's an element of it in every culture, including in the Middle East, you know, including in Asia, wherever. But by and large, most people just want to raise their children in a healthy environment. Let's watch a trailer preview of the film, and then we'll continue our conversation. So here we go.
Illegal immigration tends to be financially upward from poorer to richer countries.
With an increased influx of illegal aliens at the border, the Texas governor has called a special session of the Texas legislature.
The Mexican government said Monday it sent more troops to the cartel-dominated western state of Michoacan after a weekend of violence. A
series of armed raids using planes and helicopters.
Just one route per minute. This Darien route alone can and will at this rate bring at least 4 million aliens into the United States in 2024. Ultimately, Darien route is the cheapest way I see to move 100 million or more people into the United States.
According to Yon, currently the bus infrastructure.
Where do you see this all going?
Well, I pray to God that we find
you. You don't win the next race. I'll be back. You know what happens to people.
And Rosa and I, we're going to get jobs and we'll have professional.
I'm trusting
career.
You and your cousin to be good people, but I'm seeing on the news that people are getting taken
you just
advantage
got back
of.
From Darien Gap. What's been going on there?
That's the main invasion.
I want one piece for the whole family.
One piece for the whole family? That's ridiculous.
It'll be all right, Rosa.
I need your help. I have no idea where I'm going. Julia's been kidnapped.
Mom's gonna be right back. Everything's gonna be okay.
Me and my mom were on a great journey. I can't wait to see America. I really love my mom. I'm so excited to be on this trip with her. I think she's a little scared. My mom doesn't really like change too much. This trip was amazing. So, everybody, stay tuned. More to come.
All right, Amy, very, very powerful message there. Did you feel like the presence of God in your work at any moment on this film?
Oh, absolutely. When there's a scene where I pray and I'm searching for my daughter who has been kidnapped. Bob chose not to show me being beaten in the film, but it is obvious that I was dumped in a forest. And there's a point where I'm praying in the film, and I was actually praying. I really got with the Lord before I had to do the scene. And I said, thank you, God, for allowing me to be your hands and your feet and your servant in this capacity. And so I definitely felt him. And then there's another scene where I am swimming in very cold water in Texas in what month was it? The winter. And I was like, all right, God, you're going to have to get me through this. And so he was definitely with us. And my daughter as well, you know, she felt like this was there was times in the movie where she was like, wow, this is really a lot of work, because if you know anything about filming, you are kind of saying the same line over and over again, or doing the same scene essentially over and over again with many different cameras in many different positions. You know, yes. You do it with a drone, you do it with a Oh, yeah, you experienced it with me. You do it with the camera far away, close, moving. And so she was like, wow, this is really hard work. And I was like, yeah, we're doing this for so that we can share a message for God and for America. And so she understood that as well. And so it was a very special bonding time for my family to experience the acting, and then also just now seeing it after it's been done, just incredible.
Now, let me give out your website, inthefieldwithamy.com. And there you also, by the way, you have a link to your show with Brighttown.tv. But I regret that I don't know much about your background in terms of did you have a background in theater or TV or movies before? Or what's like sort of where's that connection come in?
Oh, well, I work for a tiny media booking firm called Book at CJ, bookatcj.com. So I typically am the person that works to get my clients onto shows such as yours. And you have interviewed several of my clients in the past.
Oh, I have.
We do appreciate that. Yeah, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Tracy Slepchevec, amongst Great. Others. And yeah, so we appreciate your support. But I did high school theater, just to answer your question. I was in several theater productions in high school. I was a thespian. But really, I think, and this is alluding to what I was talking about before, my passion, just by looking at my website, you can kind of tell, I'm a farmer's advocate. And so my passion is food and how to connect people with their local farmers and how to have non-GMO foods, organic foods. So currently, and I've been doing this for probably 11 years now, I am part of a farm where we grow all of our own food. And it's several families. We come together on acreage and, you know, provide for ourselves in that way. And so I encourage people in any way that I can to get involved with food sustainability. And then the other thing that I got involved with when there was the diesel shortage was connecting churches and farmers so that the church could have immediate access to food and the patrons, you know, and then the farmer could have immediate access to customers because they really are trying to shut down the local farmers. There's a disturbing trend right now with trying to shut down farmers that are providing raw milk products. I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yes, we've covered that quite a lot, but it's part of this war on food and farms. And, you know, I think for a long time, the evil globalists, they were hiding behind denial, like, no, we're not trying to depopulate the planet. No, there's no such thing as weather control. No, we're not putting toxic pesticides and venom peptides in the food. Now that's all gone. They're like, yeah, we're trying to depopulate the planet. Yeah, we're modifying the weather. Yeah, we're doing all this. It's like they've dropped the mask at this point. They're doing everything possible to destroy food and farms all across Europe, shutting down farms. They just say food is bad. I mean, you hear them say growing food is bad for the planet. Literally, they say that. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It was kind of like what we know to be true, what we've always known to be true, all of a sudden is no longer true. So even such as like the mask, right, talking about why they are trying to kill us. Well, they're trying to kill us because we are in God's image and they hate God's image.
Yes.
We remind them every day of their judgment. And so their coming judgment. And so why did they want us to cover our mouths with a mask? Well, when they were forcing us to do that, I said, God, why are they doing this? And he was like, they're trying to cover my image. And so I think that really that's what everything boils down to. We knew that the masks didn't work before. Any doctor would have told you this is not going to protect you from anything. And so it's the same concept with the food. We know certain things to be true. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, that's not true anymore. It's incredible how people fall for it. And it's like, well, if you knew it was true before, and then I have to remember that maybe they didn't know it was true before because they've been so distracted by sports or, you know, whatever the latest movie was or on, you know, HBO, the show that everybody has to watch, you know, Game of Thrones or whatever.
Celebrity news, things like that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, just garbage to distract people from their God-given mission. And so I've seen a lot more people answering the call as of late. So that's extremely encouraging.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. And I can't wait to see the success of this film. I've already heard a lot of buzz about it. Like you said, Michael Yon is in it. Anne Vandersteel is in the film. Sheriff Richard Mack is also in the film. I have a little cameo appearance as well. And it's coming out in just a few days here. Do you know what the official release date is? It's in May.
I do not know what I know that they see the pictures above there are of the premiere, the red carpet premiere, which was on the 27th. So a lot of people went into the theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and were able to watch it on the big screen. And according to Karina and Bob, it was a huge success.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that shortly after, maybe in a week, maybe less than a week, it will be available behind a tiny paywall, like you said, so that we can raise money for the next film. And I was so blessed, like you said before, that it is a humanitarian movie, because a lot of times people want to characterize conservative Christians as anti-humanitarian. And really, that is a lie. You know, kind of whatever the other side, the globalists, like you said, are saying, you can pretty much bet that it's the exact opposite. So,
oh, yeah. And here's the release date, May 9th. There it is.
Oh, perfect.
So May 9th, folks, you'll be able to purchase the film. It doesn't cost much, but your financial support is very much needed. And that money, most of that money goes to Bob Denny and the crew for the next film. A little bit comes to the platform, the Brighttown platform. And bottom line is, if you want more movies to be made that are pro-human, pro-Christian, that tell the truth about things, then help support this film. And then we'll keep this going. In fact, Bob Denny has expressed to me that he would love to continue making more, you know, heartfelt movies like this. And that's our plan, actually, is to produce more movies like this. Would you be up for being in the next one, too? Or do you need a break from it, you know? Because it's intense, right?
It is very intense, but it's worth it. And I feel like it was an education. I mean, no one's asked me to be in any feature films. However, I did feel like the experience was worth it. Just, you know, my children are used to doing, you know, work at home, but when they were actually like, oh, this is work. These actors are working, you know, right. Like giving them that experience of working and other people depending on them. And Bob was, I mean, he's an incredible director. I mean, he just really knew, he's very sensitive to people, and he knew when exactly, you know, my daughter needed a break or, you know, we're done for the day, you know, we've worked hard enough. And so he was incredible with her and my son. Yes, of course, we would do it again because we believe in this platform. Brighteon is an incredible platform. As far as I am concerned, the best platform as far as like being ahead of the curve with technology and free speech. You guys are the best.
Well, thank you for that. And we also are about to roll out Brighteon 2.0. We've been working on it for over a year with all kinds of new powerful features as well. And we are committed to real freedom of speech. We're committed to pro-human values. And that really sets us apart in the world. But I'm glad you mentioned that about Bob Denny. He's such a great person to work with. And he's really the spirit behind Brighteon TV. Him and Bob Sisson were just so key in making Brighteon TV successful. And Bob is in the film as well, which is really great. And his wife is in the film as well. So there's so many great people in the film, but he plays a bad guy in the film, is my understanding, right?
He does. He does. He played one of the cartel members, and it was actually kind of funny because, you know, he's from Tennessee, and so he has a bit of a drawl. And I lived in the South for many years and in Kentucky, and he pulled my Southern drawl right out of me when I was doing the scene with him. I would start, you can drop me off right over here. And Bob Denny was laughing. He said, oh, Bob Sisson pulled that Southern accent right out of
me. Yeah, amazing how quickly that happens. Also, I got to say, I remember Bob, you know, I did the little cameo scene with you at the gas station airing up the tire of your car. And yes. I asked Bob, I show up on the scene and I asked Bob, okay, what are my lines? What should I say? He said, just say what you would normally say in this situation, you know, because right. It's just a cameo. It's probably like 15 seconds of screen time. So I did. I just said what I'd normally say. And then he's like, okay, now we're going to do it again. You got to remember what you just said. I was like, oh, now you tell me I got to remember. I don't remember what I just said. Let's do it again. But he was so easy to work with. And mm-hmm. it's what Bob Denny does is he shows that to make really great films, you don't need all kinds of special effects and explosions and blood and gore all over the screen. But that's what Hollywood has become today. It's like there's no story. You don't care about any of the characters in a normal Hollywood film now. In fact, mostly, a lot of films I've seen, I'm like, these are horrible people. And they're supposed to be the stars of the film. And they're just filthy. They have no ethics. They're just horrible people. But then you're supposed to root for them as they're running around killing everybody with revenge or whatever. It's usually a very small, dainty woman who's running around killing all the men. And it's like, this is completely insane, but that's Hollywood today for you. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It is disturbing. But if I may, can we talk a little bit about the AI that you're rolling out?
And yes.
The reason why I want to bring that up is because I was contacted today by John Peterson, the head of the Arlington Institute. And he said, oh, I heard Mike Adams say that we could contribute to the AI. How do I do that? And I said, well, I'll ask him today. So if you could just let people know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we are currently accepting any kind of content for training multiple AI models, which we're releasing for free, open source, non-commercial. We've already released three of them, and let me bring it up. They're at brighteon.ai right now. I didn't know we were going to talk about this today, but thanks for bringing it up. So they're all free to download. You can show my screen. And the models are being trained on the information that we're receiving. So it's natural news content. All the interviews that I've ever done are going into the training. Dr. Mercola has sent us 33,000 articles from Mercola.com. We've got the entire article set from GreenMed Info, courtesy of Sayer G. We have alt media content. So all they have to do is get us content in any form. It can be audio, video, text, PDF, books, anything. And then we'll process that data. It takes quite a while, many weeks. And then we can use that to help train the AI. And then we can give them back a specific model that's trained solely on their material. And they can use that as an internal research engine, or they can distribute that to anybody they want to as well. So that's how it works.
Oh, that is incredible. He has a very nice organization. We just had Dr. David Martin come and talk. So how should I give him a specific email, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, before we go today, let me give you my direct contact on Signal. And then normally the best way would be if they post all their content on some kind of online transfer service like Dropbox or WeTransfer or something like that, and then just give me a download link, and it can be gigabytes, you know, and then we'll download everything, and then it'll go into the pipeline. And I was checking this morning. I mean, we've got banks of workstations working on this, and we've churned through about 12,000 Mercola articles in the last couple of weeks, and it's incredible. And his, a lot of his articles were in Espanol too, by the way. So our model will have a lot of knowledge in Spanish about natural health and nutrition as well. Very interesting.
So if people go to Brighteon.io.
AI.
AI. Okay. Is the AI, because I pulled up, I think it was Brighteon.io, and it had like almost like a Facebook feel.
Yeah, that's something different. That's a decentralized free speech platform that's uncensorable because it does not have central servers. So Brighteon.io is built on the Bastion framework, which is all peer-to-peer, decentralized. It'll work even in a nuclear war as long as you still have access to the internet.
That is incredible, and that's why I say that you guys are the best.
we are ahead of the curve on so many issues, that's for sure. I think we're the only people in the world that I know of that are building an AI model. And you would be amazed, Amy. We have over, well, it's 1,200 books that we're training it on. These are textbooks on herbs, nutrition, phytochemistry, phytocognosy, which is also about all the phytonutrients that are used by Big Pharma. We're training it on off-grid living, medicinal extraction, natural medicine, Chinese medicine, everything that you can think of that has to do with food and medicine. And you can ask the model, like, what's the best way to grow tomatoes? Or what nutrients do I need when I'm planting zucchini? Or, hey, I have plants that have yellow spots on the leaves. What might that be? So this replaces Google. You don't need a search engine.
So awesome.
Because you can ask this model everything that you need to know.
Right. Well, and I think I heard one time that YouTube was the number one, if anybody needs to ask anything, they would go to YouTube. And I can't imagine that when the powers that be kicked you off of YouTube, that they would have awakened someone who was so on point with listening to the call of God that you would have come up with something with your network that would have exceeded our need for YouTube and things like Google. So I really do take my hat off to you and your team because, you clearly followed God's call. And it also goes to show sometimes when bad things happen, God just uses it for good. I'm sure when you were scrubbed off YouTube, you didn't think that it was a great day. And here you have come.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right about that. And I appreciate you bringing this up, but I'll share something with you that I haven't ever said publicly, which is that, yes, when YouTube blacklisted us, that's the day we decided to build Brighteon. It was that day. And I forgot what year that was. I think it was like 2016 or 2015. It's been a while. But more recently in the AI project, I got to tell you, we've released our AI models open source, non-commercial, freely downloadable, and they run offline. So they don't run in the cloud. There's no financial incentive for us. We've spent under $1 million on this project, but it will soon exceed $1 million. And God, I mean, I listened to God on this because I so many people were asking me, even people outside our company, even a billionaire that I know was saying, Mike, you could commercialize this technology and you could be a billionaire. And I'm like, by what? By limiting the number of people who can use it and charging for it? I want everybody to have this knowledge. I'm talking about what I call Neo's Ark, like Noah's Ark, but for Neo in the Matrix to see through the lies, this is Neo's Ark. We are preserving human knowledge and distributing it to everybody for free. Like you can't put a price on that. You can't. It's beyond any value of any amount of money. And what's the point of having money in a world if you're not free? And if people don't know what real medicine is and real food, what's the point of being a billionaire in a collapsed planet? You know?
I do know. Yeah. And it is incredible when we just lose just one little piece of knowledge from the past. What can happen to a generation? I was just talking to a friend of mine about the book Breath, where a fellow did extensive scientific study on that we're supposed to breathe through our noses. And now it's become popular to tape your mouth at night. So that really? You do that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he did a study where he only breathed through his mouth and he got sick. And then he only breathed through his nose. And there was doctors and scientists that, you know, charted the progress and why that was important. And they talked about how our ancestors would chew on sticks for dental health and that our mouths were significantly bigger because they would chew on the sticks instead of brushing their teeth with toothbrushes. And so even when we lose one thing like that, it really takes a toll on our health. And there's so many things like that. So yeah. Thank you for preserving human knowledge. And because that is the direction that we're moving into is anti-human, you know, society at a very rapid rate. And so I know I wake up every day with the call to just preserve God's creation as much as possible. And I know that you do as well. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for bringing up that very point. And in fact, I would extend that invitation to all of your clients. If they have content that we can help preserve that content, help magnify the impact of that content.
Right,
because
right.
We've only just begun. It won't be long before millions of people all over the planet are using our language models, you know, our downloadable AI models. We've only just begun. I mean, what we've released publicly so far just barely scratches the surface. It's just really early pilot demonstrations, frankly. What's coming over the next few months will be mind-blowing. And what's also being introduced in terms of new base models and new technology for faster inference and so on, it's really fascinating. One model that's just come out runs on mobile phones. So when we train on that model, we'll be able to give you a downloadable knowledge base that runs on your iPhone or your Android phone. And that'll be the first time in history that that's ever happened. And of course, we have to mind wipe all these models because they're programmed by the demonic corporations like Microsoft and Google and Meta and whatever. So we have to mind wipe them, and that's the hard part. And then we replace them with pro-human messages. And by the way, Amy, let me ask you this. We are looking for a homeschooling organization that would let us have access to the entire curriculum so we could train on that. Do you have any connections with homeschooling?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's exchange information on about Signal, and I will start sending you stuff from all over the place, especially homeschooling. Yes.
We need a lot of Christian-based content, homeschooling content. I know there's some faith-based organizations that have, you know, alternative, you know, student curriculi. And we want that kind of thing. And currently we don't have that. We have a lot of textbooks and we have a lot of articles and podcasts and so on, but not homeschooling content. So that would be amazing. What a great connection. See, I had no idea this conversation was going to go there today.
Praise God.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here we are. But let's get back to the movie. In the yes. few minutes we have left, because that's why we invited you on. So 17milesmovie.com is the website, folks. And you'll want to check out this movie. I want you to understand, this is a real message made by real people. You're not going to find, you know, all kinds of gunfire and special effects and, you know, multimillion dollar paid actors and so on. It's a real heartfelt movie with a powerful message. And after completing this and seeing the final film, does it make you happy, Amy? Does it feel like this is something that I'm proud to have been part of?
Oh, I'm incredibly proud and happy to be a part of it. And I met Bob Denny. Where did I meet him? It must have been San Antonio at a Reawaken America tour. And Bob Sisson, met them and their wives at the same event. And I was running the media room at that time, and we became fast friends. And Karina would say to me at every event, "Amy, come down, see us, come visit, come, you know, enjoy our, they live near a lake, come enjoy our boat on the lake. And so I brought my children down a couple of times, and they really got to know us as a family. And I know that Bob was saying to Karina, who can I get to fill this role? And Karina really has gut instinct about things like this. She's helped him a lot in the past with casting. And she said, what about Amy and her children? And I do believe that a lot of life is, you know, saying yes to the opportunities and then allowing God to make it work out in real time. So incredibly blessed and happy that we had this opportunity to do this. And really about the message, too. I mean, most people have no idea that tuberculosis is coming over our borders, and that's one of the things that the movie draws attention to. And so, you know, it's like we want to be afraid about, you know, COVID per se, but really actually disturbing the things that are just flooding over the border because there's not any checks or balances down there. So,
yeah. Exactly. It's a wide open border. But of course, the United States Congress votes for funding for all other countries in the world, it seems. And they even wave the flags of other countries on the House floor, but nothing for America. But anyway, this has been a fascinating conversation, Amy. Stay tuned. Don't hang up after this so I can give you my contact information. The film is called 17 Miles. The website is 17milesmovie.com. The official release date is May 9th there, and there is a small cost to purchase the film. It helps support our platform, Brighteon, but also it helps support the film's efforts, and there's another film in the works if we can raise enough funds from this movie. So there's more coming, and this is pro-human, Christian-based content. And Amy, I'm just so thrilled to know you. I probably ran into you at that San Antonio Reawaken America event because I was there at that time.
Oh, and, right. Yes.
And I didn't know who you were, but now we have this connection through this film and through the AI and through your clients. So it's really, this is how God works, just allowing it to happen.
Yes.
So it's so much of my life has worked just like this. It's like, have faith, put one foot forward in front of the other, and guess what? All these things are going to materialize right in front of you just as you need them. Like, that's happened so many times. I can't even begin to tell you. But Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Mike, the pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much. And thanks for being one of my co-stars.
Oh, yeah. Happy to do that. We had a great scene together, and I can't wait for people to see that. So thank you so much, Amy. Oh, let me give out your other website as well, inthefieldwithamy.com. So check out that website in addition to the film at 17milesmovie.com. So thank you, Amy. Have a great day. And thank all of you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. And as you can see, Brighteon is expanding and doing a lot of amazing things now. First feature film coming out, AI models coming out, and this is just the beginning. There's much more yet to come. So thank you for your support. God bless you all, and God bless America. Take care. All right, let's talk about some solutions for preparedness and survival based on what's happening in the world. Things are getting completely out of control, as you know. And some of these are sponsors. Some of these are free. I'm going to give you some free tools here as well. First thing, show the camera on my desk here. This is all collapsed currency from all over the world. Trillions of dollars worth of collapsed currency, and then here's fake Hollywood currency of $100 bills. This is all going to zero. I mean, some of this is already zero, but even dollars are going to zero. This is the solution. These are called goldbacks. This is a 50 goldback bill. It's 51 thousandths of an ounce of gold is embedded in the bill, and that's why it's so thick. And they have smaller denominations like the one goldback here. I could hold it right side up. This is 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. And we've done the laboratory testing, and you can find it at our affiliate website called verifiedgoldbacks.com. If you want real physical gold that's highly divisible and has high utility, this is the solution, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And if you scroll through here, you can see all of our lab testing that we did. We actually melted them down and we did all kinds of tests for the purity and the mass of the gold that's in these bills. And check out the different designs here. Let's see if you can show that. You got different designs of different amounts of gold that are embedded in the bills. There's a 50 that I showed you, and then there's a 25, a 5, a 10, and ones as well. Really an amazing solution. Now, other things to keep in mind. We've got storable food right now at healthrangerstore.com. I've got some on my desk here showing you also the Iosat iodine, the potassium iodide, prevention of the radiation damage to your thyroid. That's all FDA approved there, the Iosat product. We've also got dietary supplement iodine there, as well as the Ranger buckets and various food buckets. We've got the heavy cream, all certified organic, laboratory tested, back in stock, plus the red miso, the yellow miso, and white cheddar cheese powder, which is just pure organic cheddar cheese. No fillers, no colors, no garbage in it of any kind. You can find all of that at healthrangerstore.com. Now, continuing with our topic of preparedness, our sponsor in the satellite phone space is the Satellite Phone Store. You can find them at SAT123.com. Connects you here to the Satellite Phone Store. And these are emergency backup comms devices that work even if the cell towers go down or if the power grid goes down. And they have packages with the bivy sticks, with Faraday bags, and pre-installed software on a mobile device that protects your privacy because it doesn't talk to the cell towers. It just talks through the satellites. You can send and receive text messages, and you can let people know you're okay, or you can have emergency contacts that are successful through that mechanism. Here's something that I don't talk about enough, but there's a company called ShieldArms.com that has a new product, which is the S10 Grip Chop. And as you can see here, this is a chopped off grip of a Glock 43X. Now, show camera one. This is my Glock 43X right here. Let's see if I can get on camera. And so as you can see, the magwell, you know, this is a pretty long designation right here. You know, it can stick out if you're trying to do concealed carry. But if you go to shieldarms.com, they have their Grip Chop S10 firearm, which is available right now. And it's a shorter grip that allows it to be more easily concealed, but yet it takes full-size magazines. And then Shield Arms has their custom steel mags. Actually, that's what I've got right here. This is the Shield Arms magazine. It's vastly superior to Glock mags. It holds more rounds and it's more durable. So this is the best setup. You can get these mags and you can get these Grip Chop pistols at shieldarms.com. Of course, all federal laws apply. You have to transfer through an FFL and so on. You know, obey your local and national laws in order to do this. But this allows you to be ultra concealable in carrying this outstanding firearm, the Glock 43X. And I think you can use discount code RANGER there to save 10% off that firearm. They may still have that code active. I'm not entirely sure. Now, continuing with some more preparedness items, right here, Brighteon.ai. This is our free downloadable artificial intelligence language model. We are training this on an extensive amount of information on food, herbs, nutrition, off-grid living, but also survival and preparedness. It's non-commercial, it's open source, it's free to use. You just enter your email address here, click register, and you'll be given access to a download page. And we're releasing new models all the time, including a 7 billion parameter model that is trained on all of this survival and prepping and nutrition content. Nobody else in the world has models like this. In addition, we have a backup comms social media platform that we've just launched called Brighteon.io. And if you go to that website, Brighteon.io, you can sign up. You can see that it's a big social media type of site. The thing is, see, it's got free speech videos. Here's a flat earth video. That's pretty funny. There's all kinds of videos here, all kinds of different viewpoints and opinions. Here's Dave Hodges here with a video. You can go there and you can share videos and content, and there are no central servers. It's all peer-to-peer, decentralized, and it runs on blockchain. And it has its own blockchain coin here, actually called Pcoin, which is modeled after Bitcoin, and it's kind of a reputation coin on the platform. Anyway, you can find out about that. Just go to brighttown.io. If you download the app and run it, then this will even survive the internet kill switch because it doesn't need to resolve domain names in order to function. So that's brighttown.io. And then in terms of products that we have, guess what? We also have the knives that we've custom designed with Dawson Knives here. This is one of our combat knives, and they're made with MagnaCut steel. Incredibly durable, high Rockwell hardness. They're flexible without shattering. They hold an edge, and they're almost corrosion proof. That's the advantage of MagnaCut steel. So yeah, if you see this, this is, and it's a G10 handle with an oversized finger guard here. This is a really incredible knife. And because it's got three holes here, show camera one, let me show you this. Because it's got these three holes, see if I can get the light just right, yeah. It's got this hole, and then this hole. You can use paracord and you can strap it to a stick and make a spear out of it. So this can be made into a spear relatively easily. We've got multiple knives from Dawson that, of course, I'm the co-designer, and it's got a special wedge end here as well for escape and evasion. We are out of the Escape from LA knife, but we do have this Tonto version that we're working on right now that we may come out with. And then we've got some other really amazing. This is, oh, that's another one of our combat knives, but we've got a bushcrafting knife as well that you can check out. Find all that at healthrangerstore.com. Bottom line, folks, we have a lot of preparedness solutions for you. Some of them are free, like brighttown.ai or brighttown.io, or you can use Brighttown Social or just brighttown.com. But, and then some of them, of course, cost money. Like if you're going to get your hands on gold, you know, it's going to cost you. You're going to pay for the gold. Not everything's going to be free, obviously. So iodine, storable food, weapons of self-defense to defend and protect innocent life. These are the kinds of things that we are advocating very strongly right now at this time in history because of what's happening in the world, what's happening with the open borders, where we are domestically with chaos and lawlessness getting worse in most cities across America, more illegals invading more states and counties. So be ready to defend yourself. And then, of course, the collapse of the dollar coming as well. It's accelerating every day. You're seeing it with food inflation. And look at the cost of your car insurance, by the way. Look at that. It's skyrocketing. Health insurance, it's all skyrocketing. Things are getting more expensive because your dollar is worth less and less. Meanwhile, gold is absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, let me just bring up where gold is right now. $2,384. Show my screen. I want to show the trend here. If you look at gold prices here, just over, what does that go back to? Like the end of October last year, gold was $1,837. Now it's almost $2,400. Look at that rise right there. Gold is skyrocketing in dollars because dollars are losing value. So people who are smart, who want to maintain their value of gold and silver, well, that's... it's doing exactly what it's designed to do, to hold value. Oh, I should mention, by the way, if you go to metalswithmike.com, this is our gold and silver coin sponsor, the Treasure Island Company, and you go there and you can request to talk with them or you can check their real-time prices right here. They'll give you the price quotes here. You can look at gold coins like U.S. Mint coins, real-time pricing online, and they have discreet, secure, guaranteed delivery, insured. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. They are our gold and silver sponsor for the coins. So those are some of our sponsors, some of the solutions that we offer, some of the free things that are available to you. Whatever you do, you know, make sure that you're getting prepared for what's coming. Grow more food. Save your garden seeds. You know, get more items at the grocery store that you can even stockpile that will last a longer period of time. Try to get out of the dollar into things that will hold value, whether it's gold and silver or something else. Maybe you're going to buy a piece of land. Maybe you're going to stock up on ammo or diesel fuel or you know, something that holds value. But take action now because the world is becoming more chaotic. Time is running out. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and supporting this platform. We appreciate you. That keeps us going. It allows us to build the free tools that we're giving back to you, such as the AI tools, as well as the Brighttown.io platform. But together, we can make it through all this, and then we'll be the ones who get to help, you know, rebuild society on the other side of the collapse of this current system. And it is collapsing. But get prepared now while you can, and thank you for all your support. I'm Mike Adams here of HealthRangerStore.com, as well as Brighteon.com. Take care.